You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And your San Antonio Spurs are coming off a road win. I know, shocking on the road, beating the Dallas Mavericks 112-105. It was a much-needed road win for San Antonio as they continue to not only right their ship on away from San Antonio, but also stay in that playoff hunt right now. This recording currently slotted at number 6. And the Spurs, as mentioned, got themselves another road win. So, hey, does this mean the Spurs are okay now, away from San Antonio? We'll discuss that and more, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs, and my goodness, San Antonio and Dallas had another one of their classic fights, even though, you know, it's not the same as back in the day, you know, the early 2000s, but nevertheless, another close game. Joe, let's go to dive right into this game. Were you shocked that it was a close game?
Well, first of all, always thank you for having me on as a guest. I greatly appreciate it. And no, I'm not shocked that Dallas played the Spurs so tough. Look, you know, in the history that, you know, Dallas and the San Antonio Spurs have, it's kind of like, you know, a heated rivalry, you know? And for whatever reason, regardless of what's happening, it doesn't even matter the record that the Dallas Mavericks have. They always play the San Antonio Spurs tough. And didn't they take him to a 7-game series in the first round a couple years ago?
Yeah. They just for some reason Dallas has San Antonio's number and vice versa.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're circling the drain or the top of the league. These two teams just battle.
Yeah. So there's not going to be a blowout. That's what I'm trying to get to. You know, like a lot of Spurs fans were kind of upset. Why did the Spurs allow the Dallas Mavericks to hang around? Why didn't they just blow them out of the water? It's never that easy just to, you know, blow somebody out. You know, you have to play the game. And this is what happens, especially when we play teams like the Bucks or the Dallas Mavericks, you know, teams that notoriously have our numbers for whatever reason. They play us tough. Even the Knicks, for whatever reason, we should just have no trouble laying waste to them. But over the course of what, the last couple of seasons, the Knicks kind of play the Spurs tough at times. So it's just one of those things that happens.
Yeah, I put out there on social media, if you those who follow me on Twitter, at Jeff G Spurzone, during the game when it was nip and tuck, I put it out there saying, look, 10 of the last 11 games between the Spurs and the Mavericks have gone very close, 6 points or less. That's how close these teams can be. And again, it doesn't matter if the Spurs have prime Duncan or prime Dirk Nowitzki, or even if Luka Doncic was playing at his best versus San Antonio last night. These teams historically have just always been close. Now, when you look at last night's game, Joe, we got to talk about the obvious, which is the fact that Derek White once again just stepped up defending Luka Doncic. Yeah, it's a rookie, but this rookie is a rookie sensation. Not only did he put the defensive clamps on him, holding Luka Doncic to 5 of 18 shooting for the night, but offensively, he did it again, 23 points. He was the third leading scorer for San Antonio. He had three steals, 7 assists, and 10 for 16 shooting. Joe, I mean, what more can we say about the young man?
Yeah, Derek White's been clutch for the Spurs, and dare I say that he's starting to enter the conversation for most improved player of the year, given what he's been able to do this season. 23 points. He had, 3 steals, 7 assists, and 3 rebounds. I mean, that's nothing to say, oh, you know, you didn't have a game that was all that great. It was kind of a good all-around game, and he's been putting up these numbers. But, you know, I got to say one thing, though, Jeff. Luka Doncic, he didn't look good last night. He shouldn't even have been in the game. I don't know why they played him. Basically, he's on one leg, you know? Yeah. And you could tell, but regardless, he was in the game, he was playing. He was still able to, you know, give the Spurs fits from time to time, but you did like the defense that Derek White was playing last night, and you like the fact that he continues to play at a high level.
Yeah, Luka Doncic not only had a horrible night, whether it be his injury or Derek White's defense, but he had 9 turnovers. Those are just gift points for San Antonio.
And he was 1 of 9 from the free throw line.
Yeah, 1 of 9 from the free throw line, and then 1 of 7 from the 3-point line. So the Spurs did a really good job defending him. Of course, you know, he was injured as well. You know, after the game, Rick Carlisle, the Mavs head coach, was asked about, oh, no, well, Luka, you know, like, what happened kind of sort of thing. And, you know, he did say that, yeah, he missed the last game. You know, he missed one and he was out a bunch. But Carlisle did not put the blame, the complete blame on the loss for Dallas on Luka. He just said that they just had an off night. And that they faced a team, the Spurs, that didn't make any mistakes. And that's true. You know, the Spurs right now, they're peaking right now. Winners of 6 games in a row, two in a row away from San Antonio. So the Spurs, Joe, are peaking at the right time. But as far as this game is concerned, though, yeah, we talked about White, you know, another stupendous game from him. But my goodness, DeMar DeRozan, he looks like he's kind of shaking off whatever was bothering him, like kind of midseason, Joe. He finished 33 points, 11 of 19 shooting in 38 minutes last night versus Dallas. But this is what I like the best. He had 4 steals and 6 assists, Joe.
Yeah, DeMar, you know, this is a thing that I was talking about since the beginning of the season, even before the All-Star break. I was saying not only DeMar, but LaMarcus as well. These two star players for the San Antonio Spurs have been playing heavy minutes since the beginning of the season. And then they, you know, a lot of the Spurs fans were saying, what's wrong with DeMar? Why is his stats declining? Why isn't he putting up these numbers? Why isn't he scoring? The guy's tired. Fatigue has to set in at some juncture during the season. Coach Popovich knows this more than any other coach in the NBA. That's why at times we'll see him play maybe, you know, not as many minutes on any given night. Maybe Pop will say he needs to rest, you know, when the Spurs fans want him in the game because they know how critical and how tightly contested the Western Conference is right now. But I think with this rest that he's had in between games, it's really done not only him some good, but also LaMarcus Aldridge as, you know, some good as well. Look at what LaMarcus did as well, Jeff. He had 28 points yesterday. You know, he had 28 points. He had 1 block. He had 1 steal, 3 assists, and 7 rebounds. I mean, wow, if we can get that from him, you know, consistently, can you imagine what this team can do?
Yeah, look, the Spurs duo of DeMar and LaMarcus, back-to-back games of 20 points or more. The Spurs are going to need that type of production out of these two guys if they want to have any chance of getting past the first round. They'll likely get a seed in the way shaping up right now. You know, the season's not over yet, but, you know, they're on a good stride right now. But they need this type of play from DeMar and LaMarcus. You throw in the fact that D. White is playing great, and that's the third option. And get this too, Joe. They're doing this so far, at least in the last few games, without Rudy Gay, who's been out pretty much just sick, fighting the flu. Imagine how he comes back and he gets his legs going after being out for a while, Joe. This team could be a force to be reckoned with in that first round, Joe.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And right now, as you stated, you know, they're the 6th seed in the West. And that's, you know, a lot of fans are saying, oh, you don't want them to be the 6th seed. You'd rather have them be the 7th seed so they can match up against the Denver Nuggets. Look, it's going to be a tough first round of the playoffs, no matter if we face the Golden State Warriors, the Denver Nuggets, OKC, or the Houston Rockets. But can you imagine if we have Rudy Gay in the lineup? I like the Spurs' chances against any other team besides the Golden State Warriors in the first round. Doesn't mean it's going to be an easy out. It's going to be tough. It might go 6 games. It could go 7. But you like the Spurs' chances when you have a full roster out there. And we definitely need Rudy Gay for that.
Yeah, and not to be forgotten, Davis Bertans off the bench with 11 points, 1 humongous dunk in the first half. I mean, it got me up off my seat. And once again, being a nice steady force for San Antonio when they need him. He provides that athleticism. He has that sneaky athletic ability. He's obviously a stretch four. He's deadly from beyond the arc. So good to see Bertans coming around. Now, it was not just all, you know, rainbows and roses, Joe, and peaches and ice cream for San Antonio. Look, they got the win. It's all that matters. I get it. 112-105. Yay. 6 straight wins in a row. But there's some stuff to clean up. For example, the final quarter, the Spurs were outmatched 31-28, and the Spurs at one point had a 15-point lead, and they blew that and the Spurs only clinged on to a 3-point lead in the final frame. Joe, they got to clean this up. They've been okay so far, but we've seen, you know, in recent games, the Spurs having these big leads only to see them evaporate. Now, I take that also because against Dallas, who was playing with an injured Luka, who had to rely on some guy named Jalen Brunson to pretty much put it on San Antonio for 34 points, Spurs should not have blown that lead, Joe.
They shouldn't, but we've seen them do this consistently. What happens is that the Spurs start getting away from their game plan. They start taking silly shots with a lot of clock time left. You know, I've seen them take shots. They run up the floor, and then all of a sudden somebody gets cute with the ball, and it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just going to chunk up a three. You chunk up that three, it turns into a long rebound. The Spurs defense or offense is already in their set. What happens when you have a long rebound? It turns into an easy two down the court because you don't have anybody that's on transition defense. And we saw that happen a couple of times. Not only that, but they need to push this offense, I think, through LaMarcus Aldridge first. It seems like when he gets his touches and you get him going early, he gets in rhythm. The offense just seems to flow a lot better. Yes, DeMar makes it, you know, even easier for the Spurs to be able to have that offensive punch. But I think the offense needs to flow through LaMarcus, then go through DeMar. And of course, if you have anybody open on the perimeter, you have somebody moving without the ball. I mean, those are all opportunities that the Spurs have to, you know, capitalize on the offensive end. It just seems at times they just, for whatever reason, start getting out of the game plans, do a lot of ISO plays, and you just scratch your head. And I know it upsets Coach Pop because you can see him screaming at people on the sidelines, especially when he has to call a timeout when you're up by 15, and then this team goes, you know, on an 8-0 run. And Coach Pop is just, really, again, guys? I mean, it's just something that's going to happen. I mean, let's face it, Jeff. We are not the same Spurs team that we were in years past when we had Manu out there on the floor. This is new territory, so we just got to be patient.
Another thing the Spurs did not do well versus Dallas was to shoot the three-point shot. 8-for-22 for the game. That's good for 36%. Popovich did address that after the game, saying that, yeah, you know, they pretty much stunk it up from deep. That's okay. You know, I get it. You know, the shot was off. It happens. My concern is it doesn't become a pattern. The Spurs are one of the best in three-point accuracy. You don't know about volume, but they definitely make their shots when they take them. So that's something the Spurs need to clean up moving forward. They're going to need that type of three-point threat as the season winds down, and especially in the postseason, where that can open up some space for LMA and DeMar DeRozan. But one thing they did do well, Joe, is they capitalized at the free throw line. 18-for-18, 100%. They didn't miss a free throw during the game, Joe. It's the little things, Joe, and those are the little things this team needs to do right now.
Yeah, those are the little things that they need to do to be able to, you know, get much-needed wins on the road. If you can't hit your free throws, it's going to be a long night, you know, especially when you're – your three-point shooting is horrendous like it was last night, and it happens, you know. But I think the horrible three-point shooting was attributed to more poor shot selection from the San Antonio Spurs beyond the arc. They seem to rush a lot of those threes, and I believe that's why they miss so many of them. When they're, you know, in rhythm and they have the open man or they're coming up the court, you know, and they do that in the, I guess, in the course of what the defense is giving you, you have a better opportunity to knock down these shots versus just trying to force the issue because you're trying to beat the defense on the opposite end of the court, you know?
Yeah, all in all, it was a great win for San Antonio. More specifically, a good road win. The Spurs definitely need to pick up some road wins as the season winds down because it boosts their confidence away from San Antonio. We're going to talk about that and a lot more, but Joe and I, we're going to take our first break. We get back, we're going to talk about San Antonio and their recent road winning streak. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, the Spurs have rattled off two wins in a row away from San Antonio, beating Atlanta and then beating Dallas last night. The Spurs are now 13. They have 13 wins away from San Antonio, which is still not a good record to have. You know, that's poor, especially if they want to go deep in the postseason. But after two games, Joe, is it safe to say the Spurs have turned things around away from San Antonio? Or are we still in a holding pattern and say, you know what, get back to me when they get two or three more?
I think they're going in the right direction. I still would like to see them at least get, you know, maybe another one or two more wins on the road before you can say, okay, now I can really believe that this team has turned things around on the road. You know, they're moving in the right direction. In order for me to be a believer, Jeff, I'm kind of like you. I think we need to see at least two more road wins before we can say, I believe in them now, especially on the road. You know, here at home, yeah, they've looked great. On the road, it's just another different animal. But yeah, two more road wins and I'll be like, yeah, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, look, I think right now with this two-game road winning streak, it's something to build on. I agree with you. It's not a time to celebrate that the Spurs, oh, they're back. You know, they can beat anybody on the road now. No, not at all. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade right now. Two wins on the road is great for the Spurs this season. I mean, I was lighting fireworks when that happened last night. Yay, they won a road game. But let's look back. They beat an Atlanta team that was so depleted, Joe. And then you toss in the fact that Taurean Prince, one of their better players, got thrown out of the game. That left pretty much a shell of what Atlanta was. And you fast forward to the game last night versus Dallas, and you have a banged up Luka Doncic who was not playing at his best. 9 turnovers for the game. I want to see how the Spurs team responds away from San Antonio versus a team at 100%, Joe. You think that is the test right now for San Antonio on the road?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the test for San Antonio on the road, because I believe they have 6 road games left. And some of these road games are against, you know, let's just say some subpar inferior teams. I mean, you do have some teams that are actually playoff contenders. You know, they're going to be on the road against what, the Rockets, the Celtics, the Hornets, you know, and then they're going to actually, I believe they finish off their road, their games on the road with the Cavaliers, which should be a gimme, mm-hmm. but we know what happens when we say things mm-hmm. like that, Jeff. So they yeah. do have their work cut out for them on the road. But if they can definitely win against the Rockets or the Celtics or the Hornets, you know, you can say, hey, this team is looking really well and they're ready for the playoffs.
Now, look, I think when I look at these last two wins, I say they're getting it done defensively. And look what happened last night versus Atlanta. You hold Atlanta to 105 points. I mean, sorry, versus Dallas, excuse me. Last night versus Dallas, pardon me. They hold Dallas to 105 points. In today's age in the NBA, that's like holding somebody down to 80 points. I mean, seriously, they did a really good job defensively. I think that's something to build on is their defense away from San Antonio. You look at what DeMar DeRozan had to say about simply winning on the road last night. This is funny. He says, quote, "A win is a win. No matter where we playing at, we needed it. We could have been playing in Alaska tonight, and I would have felt the same. We needed it." It sounds to me right there from DeMar, Joe, is that he's aware that the Spurs struggle away from the AT&T Center. And for him to say we needed it sounds to me like this is a team that wants to get better on the road, that needed this win, that needed to build up that road record, because they're going to have to go on the road when the playoffs start, whether they're the 5th seed, 6th seed, 7th seed, or 8th seed. They're starting away from San Antonio. They got to have that confidence, Joe.
Yeah, I think what DeMar is alluding to is it's imperative that they get these road wins to boost their confidence. You know, when you get confidence boosters, you know, you feel better. You believe not only in each other, but as in the team as a whole. You know that it doesn't matter who's out there on the court. You know and you trust that that guy's going to get it done. And I believe that's what he's alluding to. You know, it's important. We need these much-needed road victories in order for them to get in the right mindset, you know, to be ready for the playoffs. Because he knows, just like everyone else does, like you said, the Spurs are going to be starting their playoff season on the road, you know. So if you can't win on the road and if you don't have some type of momentum going your way and you start this playoff series on the road, you might be setting yourself up for disaster. But you got to like their chances, because right now they're moving in the right direction, like DeMar DeRozan said.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully the Spurs will continue that road trend of winning because the Spurs are not out of the woods yet. They still got a tough games away from San Antonio. Joe, you said you had the schedule, right? Yeah. What games do they have on the road still?
They have a total of 6 games on the road, and they're going to start on the road again Friday, March the 22nd against the Rockets. Then they have the Celtics. One. Then they have the Hornets. Then after that, they are going to be playing the Nuggets, the Wizards, and then finally they end their games on the road against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a few games there that the Spurs could struggle away from San Antonio. Denver, Boston, you mentioned the Rockets. So, hey, they're not out of the woods yet. But if they can carry this momentum away from San Antonio into those games, hopefully the Spurs will walk away with a W and beef up that road record. All right, so Joe and I are going to take a final break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. And Joe, speaking of Two Shots Podcast, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is we had an episode that you were a guest of, you know, and I'm glad to say that that episode was probably one of the most listened to and downloaded episodes that I've ever done. For whatever reason, the stats on that episode went through the roof, Jeff. I'm not even kidding, man. So you want to hear that, go to twoshotssa.com so you can hear that full podcast. But you can also follow us on social media at Two Shots, and it's all spelled out, TWOSHOTS podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Give him a follow, listeners. Joe, one more thing about the silver and black before we put a lock on this episode. Hey, what do you think about the play of Jakob Poeltl so far? You know, with Pau Gasol gone, got bought out, you know, he's been filling in. And in my opinion, I think he's been okay.
I think Jakob Poeltl has been a little bit more than okay in my book. I think he's been very good. He might not score a ton of points, but he does a lot of the little things that fans really don't notice. He's great at crashing the boards. He's at least contesting, you know, trying to tip the ball out, give the Spurs at least second chance opportunities. He's had a couple of blocks, you know. He's not like a one of these that you can say elite rim protector, but he is out there to help protect the rim and maybe alter the shot or the trajectory of, you know, somebody coming and thinking, oh, I got an easy two. And he just he seems to help the team in a lot of different ways by, you know, setting screens, boxing out. I mean, you like the things that Jakob Poeltl's doing. He does these things better than Pau Gasol could, because let's face it, Pau Gasol was getting a little long in the tooth, and he just wasn't as mobile as Jakob Poeltl was.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully Poeltl continues to fill in for San Antonio at the five spot tremendously. I think he's been good. I like to see a little bit more out of him on the offensive end, and, you know, just clean up a little bit more, maybe some misses. But I do love his offensive rebounding. I think that's one thing he's really good at. He's really good at the tips. You know, he'll get the ball and he'll tip it back out to his teammate. I love that. I love that he's young, it's athletic, and he can throw his body around too. So he's a big boy in the middle. But hopefully good things ahead for Jakob and San Antonio as the season winds down. Joe and I, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs win over Dallas? Good win, bad win? Is there something we missed that we should have talked about? And what are your thoughts about the Spurs winning 2 games away from San Antonio straight? Hey, that's I think that's a big accomplishment in itself, considering how the Spurs have been playing this season on the road. Let us know. Joe, you're the guest. How can fans let you know what they think about the silver and black?
Yeah, just hit me up on Twitter. I'm most active on Twitter. And again, you can reach us at Two Shots Podcast. It's all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And you know what? If you want to talk Lonnie Walker, let's have a very healthy and engaging conversation in regards to that. Because a lot of you Spurs fans, at times, they believe that Lonnie Walker's like the second coming of Tim Duncan. To me, that's a head scratcher. I don't really get that. But you know what? If you want to talk some Lonnie Walker, let's talk.
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffGSpursZone. Email me at JeffGarcia74@gmail.com. Love to hear your thoughts on the Spurs. What do you think about Joe's take? Let me know so then I can laugh at him and go, hey, Joe, look at this guy said about you. let me know. It'll be good times. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.